Share with you a Maisa, Machshava, which comes out of a Maisa. I had a Maisa once. I was staying in this hotels in the summer, so they have a camp. There's, of course, a camp. It was a color war. And so one day, his whole group of boys comes running in, looking for Rabbi Reingold. So I look at Rabbi Reingold, so they point out Rabbi Reingold. They're in the middle of color war, and their team had Mita X, whatever the Mita was, and they need some Amor Chazal for their banners. So the counselor said, go find Rabbi Reingold in Beis Medrash, and he'll tell you the Mamor Chazal that you need. Fine, so I showed them some Mamor Chazal, which helped them for their meeting. But half an hour later, there's a group of boys running into Beis Medrash looking for Rabbi Reingold. So the counselors from the other team said that they need Mamor Chazal for their banners, and they should go to Beis Medrash and find Rabbi Reingold, and he'll give them Mamor Chazal for their Mamor Chazal. So I found the Mamor Chazal for their meeting. So now I have Mamor, you know, so they walk away and both groups are very happy. They have their Mamor Chazal about how the most important meat in the world is X, and they have their Mamor Chazal how the most important meat in the world is Y. And I'm sitting there saying, so which one is it? Okay, now what? So I have Chazals which say this is the most important, and Chazals say this is the most important, and which one is it? And it hit me at that point in time, you know, that if a person comes in with an agenda, you can find a Chazal for whatever you want. Quoting me to me that a Chazal said X, a Chazal said Y means nothing, because you know you have an agenda. Of course, Chazal, you can find anything. So what's Taka the Eitzah? A person comes in, they want to know what they don't come with an agenda. Say, I have one thing. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want for me? Then you'll find the balance. You'll find when to use me to X. You'll find when to use me to Y. If your goal is what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu have in store for me? What does he want for me? Then we can find. Otherwise, I can play with Chazal and get whatever I want out of Chazal. So, quoting a Chazal means, after that I became very skeptical. So, well, it's a Chazal. I said, okay, therefore what? Doesn't prove anything to me. Mehecha Teisa, that's what's supposed to be correct at that point in time. Somebody asked me after, on Thursday we were talking about, so he asked me, and I said over I mentioned to him, in Machshava from Rav Dessler, along these lines in Chelek Aleph, he talks about the idea of the concept of Mabat to Emes. He says, the Gemara says in the Dharma, the last parak, the Gemara says that the Pasuk Amav to Oritz, the Dovers that was Nishal Lechacham, Nishal Leviyim, and they weren't able to explain it. The Kodesh Baruch Hu was able to explain it, though. Allah's a Pharisee. So, Chazal says, Shal Baruch Hu Batar Tchilu. So, if that's what has the aura, so what do you want from these poor people? They asked the Chacham and said, we don't know what the problem is. You asked the Nevi'im, they didn't know what the problem was. If the Nevi'im and the Chacham couldn't find the problem, so why were they, how are they going to be able to find the problem? What do you want from them? It says, apparently, the Chazal are telling us, the Desert Riser, the Chazal are telling us that if you want to find the Emes, even though the Chacham can't tell you, and the Novi can't tell you, but if you want to find the Emes, you'll find the Emes. And if you didn't find the Emes, because you didn't want to find the Emes. I found the Rashat, the Tzal, in one of his Mitzvahim, says the same, exact same Makshav, he doesn't quote that, so he says exactly, he has the same Kashan of Gemara. So you see the concept of Mabat to Emes, if you want to find the Emes, you will find the Emes. So that's the Shikol HaGdama to the next Ois in Orchot Chaim. He says that the first Ois is that a person should be Misrachik min a Gaiva, and the B'tachas HaRichuk, V'chein min a Chanifus. The person should be Misrachik min a Chanifus, B'tachas HaRichuk. And you find Chazal, well, we'll see in a moment whether it's Pshat and Chazal, but definitely the more it talks about, you know, the whole list of things about Chanifus and more in Saita, the more it talks about that Chanifus is a terrible thing. I want to suggest maybe one understanding. There are many different points of Chanifus. I want to tell you maybe two machshavas in the problem of Chanifus. And maybe they're steer at each other, but they're both true. The Gemara says the story over there, the Gemara says that the Chafetz Chaim quotes the Yireyim, the Yireyim says that a person is Mechivti Yibiyari, well, yeah, a person is Mechivti Nefesh, Mamar still give himself over to Misa, not to do Chanifus. The Gemara says a story that a Gifus HaMelech, who was not right to be a king, but he was a person who Taka was wanted to do mitzvahs and wanted to do things properly. He was learning. He came to the pasuk. It says that Mekar Bechecha Tosim Alecha Melech. He said it's all Gaon of the most. And he said, don't worry. It says Achino Ato, Achino Ato, Achino Ato. First of all, Nischayv Sereim Shayisok Kloya. They were Nischayv Kloya. So the Yireyim says from that you see that it was a problem with Chanifus. That they were machanefim, they were machanefim. They said, you know, even though he didn't deserve to be, but it's okay because they were scared of him, etc. They decided to give him told him what he wanted to hear. So at that point in time, they're in Chayv Kloya. So he's machanef, a tremendous chiddush that the person mechivti moshe nefesh not to do chanifus. The Marshal said that it cannot be. That's such a palate to understand that there's a different argument. You know, even though we know this Gemara Chamura, you know, there's discussion. There's the concept of Kipshan Eish. Does it mean the Mormon literally or not? Some places say it means literally. Yeah, it's the limit. The list of three is not limited. There are possibly other ones also. But the Marshal says it can't be. It's a palate. He says that wasn't the issue over there. The issue over here was the Chachamim, which are the people which are Achroi for Maseres HaTorah. People are chorbim service of Torah are being mizayif the Torah. The pasuk says X is true, and here the Sanhedrin is saying the Y is true. That you mechiv the meser nefesh, that you should falsify the Torah and say that can't be. That's the understanding of the Gemara. But the Reim understands the Gemara. The problem is chanifus. We said before the last noise is a person's misrachach min a guy v'ptachas arichuk. So the result of a person's misrachach min a guy v'ptachas arichuk is I'm not right to be a leader. I can't lead anymore. The problem with chanifas is that I give up and I where a person should be one who's giving direction and leading because of his fear, because of the pressure of the outside issues, he lets go of his responsibility to be a leader. You can't have that. You know, and that's what we're talking, especially talking, you know, a parent who doesn't give a child the limits that he needs. A Rebbe doesn't take the responsibility. So on one end, the person says, who am I? And Misalim and a guy with a Batach is a Rishuk, and therefore says, who am I? And at the same time, the person understands that he has a responsibility, and he can't let go of that. So the person's covered this tremendous balance between the Nisrachim and Agaiva B'tachas Arichuk and Nisrachim and Chanifas B'tachas Arichuk. The person who moves away from Chanifas means, I'm not a spell from you, because who are you? I'm stronger than you, better than you, smarter than you, I know more than you, etc. But I'm a nobody. And that balance is tremendous, to find the availability to find the perfect balance of when to use each one is tremendously difficult. But the Rosh, I think, maybe the Pshat and the Rosh is juxtaposing the two points. Because one of the chesedos in the Midah of Chanifas is this fact that a person doesn't, especially dealing with a Rebbe, a Rav, a parent, the person is abdicating the responsibilities because of their fear from somebody else, or because of the benefit they want to get from somebody else. And I said maybe that's the juxtaposition of the two points in the Rosh. There is a machshava that I saw, a different idea in the Council of Chanifas. Maybe why is it? Maybe you could say at least there Melitza, the day of the Council of Yargva. The Rebbe meant it seriously. It's not a Melitza; it means Yargva Yavr. But one of the Gedolei Olam, if I recall correctly, it's a quote. I started quoting the name of the Meiri, that the Meiri says that a person who goes after the Kuda of Kavod, he looks for others for his Kavod. Which we all need covered. I heard from Reb Pesach Stein's son, Reb Aaron Stein, told me over from his father. His father was in Shanghai with, you know, he was learning in Mira Talmud. He says, Reb Chaskel used to say, he says, Yeter mensch dafa lefel covered, yeter tov. Every person needs a spoonful of covered every day. He says, what is covered? Covered means that you're valuable. Covered is the Hirsch, you know, Hirsch explains that the word covered is weighty. Even in English, we have there's a word for weight, there's a word for mass. The word for mass, we talk about mass, and we measure that in grams and kilos, etc. And then there's the weight, which we measure in pounds. It's sort of a thing. The mass, when gravity acts upon mass, you end up with weight. And we use those words when we talk about something significant. We say it's the gravity of the issue, the weightiness of the issue. There's a person there, and the recognition of the significance of it there is the act of COVID. That's why it's covet, it's weight. It's weighty, it's heavy. So a person has to know that he's valuable. A person thinks he's not valuable, so, you know, get off the world. What are you here for? Everybody has to know that he has a chashivas, he has a significance, and he's important. Otherwise, he's going to just wither and die. So a person has to have that nekudah of covet. The challenge is, where do you get the covet from? I once had this aura in the back of the Sefer Yad Yecheskel from Chatzkel on the Shmuzin on the parashas. In the back, they have stories that he said. And I saw a story over there. I remember looking at this one. It's just like, you think about it and it hits you. They bring over that Rav Soloveitchik's original plan in life was to be a Nister. He wasn't planning to be. He wanted, you know, he felt like his Rebbe Rav Zundel, but being a Nister, you could serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu v'emes b'tmimus. So he did two things. First of all, he memorized. He committed all of Shas to memory you know, verbatim, everything. So he'll never be caught with a sefer, because he could always learn without the sefer. So he'll never know, people will never know that he's learning. And then he learned how to compress all of his intensity of his tefillah into a very, very quick tefillah. So he'll look like one of the, you know, the balagolos is down in the back by the stove, and nobody, you know, it's a garnish with the tefillah. Later on, he was arguing that that's not what Kosh Baruch wants from him, that's not his responsibility, etc. So I remember thinking to myself, if I knew all of Shas Bal Peh, I would make sure that you would know about it. You know, I'm saying a shmuz, and I'll mention, oh yeah, it's a Gemara insight about this, and then I'll throw in it, I'll just make sure, you know, throw in these little lines here and there to make sure that you know that I know everything. Because, like, you know, I know, I want you to know that. How did he do it? I mean, how did he, you know, work? He says, the answer is that he looked, he also knew that he was weighty. He needed covet, but he got it from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He didn't look to you to get the covet. He didn't look to another person to get the covet, because that's not really covet. The real covet is, if I'm valuable in the eyes of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the whole world can think I'm worthless and it's irrelevant. Because I'm valuable in the eyes of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if I'm not valuable in the eyes of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the whole world can tell me that I'm valuable and it's also worthless. See, it's irrelevant. Everybody else is really irrelevant. And that he was argument on the reality of Kodesh Baruch Hu to such an extent that everybody else's opinion was truly, was absolutely worth zero to him. But obviously we're regish to it. So the Miri says, the Nusach, he says that a person who runs after COVID is a worse Ovid of Arizara than Ovid of Arizara. Because he's Ovid of Arizara to every single person in the world. Every person in the world is going to be his source of significance. That's what's going to give him weight. Only Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you weight, not a human being. If you seek and look for your significance from a human being, in a certain sense, you're being Ovid of Arizara. All there is to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you're looking for your significance from your uncle. So, maybe, I'm not misshot in the Rerema, I don't know, but that musig, that chanifis is something which a person is moiser nefesh for, is keeping a serious nefesh for, because... I'm not really disagreeing with that at all. That's a different point. The point is, do I define myself by somebody else's opinion? The famous, you know, Kafka says over, if I am I because I am I and you are you because you are you, then I am I and you are you. If I am I because you are you and you are you because I am I, then I am not I and you are not you. The famous Kafka. If I define myself by what you think about me, then I have a problem. If I define myself because of course Baruch Hu thinks about me, then I have to consider, okay, right now, they say over that, they one time asked the Brisker Rav, it says, describe Reb Chaim's personality. You know, your father's personality. What type of person was he? Was a warm person? It says my father had no personality. My father was what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted him to be at that moment. That's what he was. His shlita over his midas and his it was that Kodesh Baruch Hu defines what I am. If right now I'm supposed to be strong, I'm strong. Right now I'm supposed to be veich, I'm soft, I'm soft. But chanifa says that I can't do that. I can't define myself by Kodesh Baruch Hu what he wants from me. I define myself by what you want from me.
What's the difference between a chanifa and being sensitive to other people's needs?
That's a fair question. I think I would like to talk about that, but I think we're going to have a time issue, so maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow some more.